At the hotel, Baby Warren made a quick examination of him, and failing to find any of the hallmarks she respected, the subtler virtues or courtesies by which the privileged classes recognized one another, treated him thereafter with her second manner. Nicole was always a little afraid of him. Dick liked him, as he liked his friends, without reservations. For the evening they were sliding down the hill into the village, on those little sleds which serve the same purpose as gondolas do in Venice. Their destination was a hotel with an old-fashioned Swiss tap-room, wooden and resounding, a room of clocks, kegs, steins, and antlers. Many parties at long tables blurred into one great party and ate fondue, a peculiarly indigestible form of Welsh rarebit, mitigated by hot, spiced wine. It was jolly in the big room. The younger Englishman remarked it, and Dick conceded that there was no other word. With the pert, heady wine he relaxed, and pretended that the world was all put together again by the grey-haired men of the golden 90s who shouted old glees at the piano, by the young voices and the bright costumes toned into the room by the swirling smoke. For a moment he felt that they were in a ship with landfall just ahead. In the faces of all the girls was the same innocent expectation of the possibilities inherent in the situation and the night. He looked to see if that special girl was there, and got an impression that she was at the table behind them. Then he forgot her, and invented a rigmarole and tried to make his party have a good time. "I must talk to you," said Franz in English. "I have only 24 hours to spend here." "I suspected you had something on your mind." "I have a plan that is so marvelous." His hand fell upon Dick's knee. "I have a plan that will be the making of us two."
"Well?"
"Dick, there is a clinic we could have together. The old clinic of Braun on the Zugersee. The plant is all modern, except for a few points. He is sick. He wants to go up in Austria to die, probably. It is a chance that is just insuperable. You and me, what a pair! Now, don't say anything yet until I finish."
From the yellow glint in Baby's eyes, Dick saw she was listening.
"We must undertake it together. It would not bind you too tight. It would give you a base, a laboratory, a center. You could stay in residence, say no more than half the year, when the weather is fine. In winter you could go to France or America and write your texts, fresh from clinical experience.